Camping tents and folding chairs line the entire block of Crocker and Fifth Avenue in downtown Los Angeles.
Well, we got here like around Monday, 10 a.m., and we just started camping now.
But Karina Montez isn't in line for concert tickets or the latest video game release. Thousands of families are expected to join her over the next 2 days, camping out on the street to get a free pair of shoes from the Fred Jordan Mission.
This year has been really difficult because of the economy. So this is a big help for all the families who don't have that much money, and they're giving them free stuff.
The mission will be giving away backpacks filled with school supplies, toiletries, and clothing to locals who are struggling financially. Today, the task is shoes. 40 Foot Locker employees are hustling to sort over 4,000 pairs. Piles of Nike, Adidas, and Converse fill the room, all donated by the athletic chain.
The sneakers for the kids are a necessity. It's not a luxury at all.
Javier Avila is a district manager for Foot Locker.
Especially now in these times with the needs, they can't afford, you know, to go out and buy a pair of sneakers. And if you have two or three kids in your household, it makes it that much tougher.
Foot Locker has donated to the annual back-to-school event for the past 2 decades. And this year, Jacob Bashan of the Jordan Mission says there's a noticeable increase in families looking for help.
What we're seeing this year is we're seeing the line a little bit bigger, a little bit earlier. And just from the families that we work with daily and weekly, we know that we're going to get a lot of people, more than last year. And so we have much more of a demand. But fortunately, Foot Locker has stepped up and has actually given the most shoes they've ever given. And there could be close to 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people down here on Thursday. So it's going to be incredible. It's going to be busy. It's going to be crazy.
For now, it sounds like the giveaway is off to a running start. In Los Angeles, this is Ashley Ragavan reporting for Annenberg Radio News.